They move it to Miller. JT Miller with a slap pass.
DK Metcalf, he's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Launches one. Deep left field and gone.
Curry slammed on the brakes. Oh, my goodness. Curry.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Stop that, Joseph.
I don't know why. It just popped into my head.
Welcome back to another episode of Live for Sports. If you saw on YouTube that Joseph was just doing the Riz face. I don't know. I don't know.
I let my intrusive thoughts win.
Joseph,
I am of the opinion that the Rizzler is hilarious.
He is hilarious.
I know. Somehow that's controversial. I don't find the other three morons funny, but the Rizzler is funny.
The other three? What other three? There's only two.
Okay, well, Big Justice, the dad, and I don't know, I guess the other side characters.
Okay. Anyways, how are we doing tonight? Wednesday night? Trade deadline coming up.
Yeah, good. This is one of my favorite weeks of the year.
March.
Trade deadline day. Trade deadline.
March.
Spring training's going on.
March means baseball's back this month.
Yep. College basketball, if you're into that, which I'm not really. But
yeah.
Yep, that's cool. Oh, I guess we're going to have to do another bracket this year. So we'll have to get the old documentary guys back together, see if we do another bracket.
Yep.
Yeah, gosh. March is fun. I like March. The weather's looking a little nicer.
Very nice today. Yeah.
Yep. Real nice day. Playoff races are heating up and there's some soccer coming back. Champions League, if you're into that. National teams are back in swing of things. MLS season has started. The Whitecaps look great.
Do they actually? Wow.
They're 2-0 start the year, which is incredibly rare.
Didn't they start like this last year?
No. They didn't go 2-0. They haven't gone 2-0 since like 2015.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. They're actually playing well, too.
They're not going to do that well this year, are they?
Mm. Jesper Sorensen, my lord and savior.
Yeah, you were saying the new coach and the owner, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God. Well, the owner's a whole other ballgame, but they have players that are good enough to win.
All right. Today's episode, though, going to go over the trades that have happened so far in the NHL and preview the deadline, maybe give out a couple takes of where we think players might go. Who knows? We'll see. Then we'll go to the continue on with the season predictions in the MLB, doing the NL Central today. Only two more divisions to go after that, and then we're like three weeks
baseball
out from,
time.
Four weeks out from the regulation. 3-4 weeks.
Well, I think it starts in April this year for some reason.
No, it's the 25th.
Oh, okay.
Don't quote me on that. It's like 28, like late to mid 20s. I'm pretty sure.
Who are the Jays starting up against this year? Is it Baltimore?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Got right swept in the series. Season opener. That's okay.
Yeah.
We're thinking positive.
Hey, we got Santander now. He can't kill us anymore.
Yeah, in theory.
Then we're going to go to the NBA. We're going to talk about the Mavericks again because fuck, it's a mess over there. and SGA? Is he the MVP? I don't know. We'll talk
Could
about
be.
It. And then there was a lot of NFL stuff flying around, mainly today, but I guess in the past week, we'll try and recap it a little bit. But anyways, should we just? I'll pull up the trade tracker, I guess, from the past week or so, and then we can discuss about each deal.
We can, and then we'll do some good old fashioned speculation.
Yeah. So I guess Gus Nyquist was the first deal that we missed.
Yeah.
50% retained by the Predators to Minnesota for a 2026 second round pick.
Yeah. You know what was the craziest thing about this deal is? Gus Nyquist was with Minnesota a few years ago, and I totally forgot.
Yep.
I like that completely. Like, I remember he was in Columbus, and I guess he found his way to Nashville. I totally forgot he was with Minnesota. So, you know, Nyquist is a good little player. Middle six kind of guy. If he's on your first line, you're in a bit of trouble. He was on a shooting percentage bender last season. I think he had like 72 points, which he hadn't done since his early Detroit Red Wings days. So that's not really the player he is now. He hasn't been as bad as he is this year. Nashville's just there's something going on there. There's some kind of rot in that organization that just led to this horrible season. So he's probably somewhere in between where he was last year and how he is this year. I think he'd be a decent middle six contributor for the Wild. They have a little bit of familiarity with him. I know John Hines wasn't the coach when he was there, but him and Dean Evason have a pretty similar play style. With Kaprizov's health continuously in question, I think this is a good deal for Minnesota. You can never have too much depth come playoff time, and Minnesota, they're right in the thick of it, so they should make the playoffs without really any problems, barring a major collapse. The thing with Minnesota, it's gone underrated because, they're kind of a medium-sized market. Their playoff futility is like worse than prime Toronto playoff futility. They haven't won a playoff series in like 25 years. Well, I
It's
don't know if
bad.
that's it's not good. Like it's terrible. And Minnesota, this may be controversial. I think it's the best state in America for hockey. I think the fans are, I think, the best in America. And it's too bad that that team can't really get out of its own way, because when Minnesota is really good, that place is rocking.
Agreed.
And the state is rocking, the Twin Cities. Minnesota High School is bigger than any high school hockey.
You see that tournament started up? Yeah, I saw the video intros of them showing off the haircuts today for the first one this year.
It's bigger than any high school hockey stuff, Canada, USA, anywhere else. It's huge.
High
So,
school hockey in Canada really isn't big at all.
no.
Like,
Like,
because they just go junior.
I didn't know my high school had a hockey team until after I graduated.
Yeah, my team
No, I
didn't.
don't
My school
play
didn't.
hockey. I never played hockey, but didn't went just completely flew beneath my radar. But yeah, good deal. I mean, 2026 second rounder. That's a year away from now. Nashville hoarding up some picks as they start their retool.
I do like it for the Wild because I feel like they had to make a move considering all the injuries they've had like sustained so far this year. Hartman's out right now still with a suspension, I believe. That's probably almost done-ish.
Yeah, because it got reduced.
Yeah. And then Kaprizov isn't playing right now, right? Or is he back
Nope,
again?
he's not back yet.
Eriksson Ek, I believe, is out now. So they do have injuries up front. Did kind of need to go make a move for somebody. But I like that they're not like fully going all in because let's be real, they're playing Dallas in the first round. Do you really think they're going to beat them?
Probably not.
Yeah.
But
So,
maybe. But then.
a 2026 second doesn't really do much. And they're probably going to be, they might even be better next year when they have like the Parise and Suter contracts like off the books.
Yes,
So they'll be spending. So we'll see.
but I think Kaprizov has 1, maybe 2 years left on his
I
deal.
think he's free agent after next year.
Yeah, so that's your window. I don't know that he wants to re-sign long term. So part of me thinks they should be going further than just Gus Nyquist. Good player, but if Rantanen is on the move again, I'd watch for Minnesota.
What?
Cap space would be hard. They'd have to get a
Well,
third party broker.
no, they wouldn't even, because Carolina can just trade them at 25% retained, I guess it is.
Yeah, but is Carolina going to do that? Carolina is a weird team.
Anyways, next trade. Ryan Lindgren, Jimmy Vesey, and Hank Kempf to
Woo!
Colorado for for Juuso Parsonen, Calvin DeHaan, a second round pick this year and a fourth round pick this year to the Rangers. I don't like it for the, well,
I don't really like it for anybody.
neither do I.
Has there ever been, relative to hype in the past 10, 12 years, a bigger disappointment than Jimmy Vesey? I'm serious.
Yeah, he
The
was.
hype he got out of college was insane. He was
Did he
more
come
hyped.
after Gaudreau?
Yes.
Is that why, do we think?
2016.
Is that why, do we think? Because he won the Hobey Baker and like Gaudreau had just won it and they're just like, oh my God, it's going to be
No,
the
no,
next
no, no. I
Gaudreau.
think Kucherov was like 2013. Vesey was
Gaudreau was
2016.
2014. I remember this for sure because I was at Gaudreau's first game.
Okay, and he scored, right? I know VC was 16 because I remember it distinctly. He was such a prick to Nashville because Nashville was going to play him in the playoffs. They were going to sign him at the end of his college season. He's going to be part of the stretch run, and he was going to play in the playoffs. And that would have been 2016. No, that was not the year Nashville went to the finals. And really, the fact of the matter is, he could have been a part of a playoff run, and who knows, maybe things go happy ever after with Jimmy Vesey. Jimmy Vesey has been passed around more than Brecky Hill won rents due.
I thought you were about to say more than Bonnie Blue.
Oh God, or Lily Phillips. Good Lord, they're poor parents. But alas, like Jimmy Vesey is like. I'm happy that he's been a flop because of the way he acted. He was so arrogant coming out of college. I know there's a loophole where college free agents can choose whoever they want, but he refused to talk to Nashville. He only would talk to three teams. He shut other teams out. He was so arrogant about the whole process, and here he is 7 teams later. Congrats. You can't even break 30 points anymore. So see you later, Jimmy Vesey. Slide into irrelevance. You know what's really funny about Jimmy Vesey? A little bit of trivia. He's the only player in history to be traded to the same team for the same compensation. Do you know what I'm referring to?
Ooh. 'Cause he's been traded to the
He's been
Rangers twice, hasn't he?
no.
Or is it Buffalo?
It is Buffalo.
Yeah, I
Because
remember.
Buffalo acquired his rights from Nashville once it was clear to Nashville that he wouldn't sign for a third round pick. Didn't end up signing with Buffalo either. Went to New York for a couple of years. And then he does his 3 years in New York or whatever. Then Buffalo acquires him again for a third round pick. So he was traded for the same compensation by the same team twice. And he spent 1 year in Buffalo and was shit. So, and now he's just
Well,
being passed
everyone who
around.
goes to Buffalo is shit, apparently.
Not Tage Thompson.
Yeah, that's true. The big one so far, I would say, Seth Jones to Florida, along with a fourth next year for Spencer Knight and a conditional first next year. The condition is, if the Panthers want to trade the 2026 first round pick, they're allowed to. And then that pick would slide to 2027 instead. And Chicago is retaining $2.5 million of Jones's $9.5 million cap hit, for the next 5 seasons after this, I believe it was. Hefty, but I'll say this. I didn't like this at first for Florida. I'm like, what the fuck are they? What in the Blackhawks, like, fleece? Like, what's going on? And then I look back at it more and I'm like, I can understand this from Florida's perspective. I kind of like it more. I don't know if that's just you or what your thoughts on it, but.
So this is how I view this trade. This is a short-term win for Florida, but it'll be a long-term win for Chicago.
I agree. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Seth Jones is better than people give him credit for. That Blackhawks team is rancid bad. It's one of the worst teams, like Colorado 2016-17, Buffalo any year in the early 2010s, the McDavid tank team. That team is terrible. There is nothing. Like Seth Jones and Alex Vlasic are the only two defensemen that are even like close to NHLers. Like that team is ass. So he's been made look way worse by the team that's around him. Seth Jones is still a real good second pairing defenseman. He's not a $9.5 million guy. He'll do much better as a $7 million guy playing in a legitimate defensive structure with a legitimate coach in Paul Maurice. I mean, I thought Oliver Ekman-Larsson was cooked for the rest of time, and then he went to Florida and resurrected his career. Gustav Forsling was nothing, and now he's great in Florida. So I think for a year or two, Seth Jones is going to do well there, and then his body will begin to break down as he gets older because of the style he plays. Now, Spencer Knight. Goalies are voodoo, so we don't know. But he just had a spectacular debut with Chicago the other day, stopping like 44 or 45 in a win. So,
Yeah.
and they don't really have any goaltenders in the pipeline, Chicago. They have Arvid Soderblom, but he got lit up last season. So they needed a goalie of the future, and they got one. So the question is now, can they trade Donato, Foligno, maybe, and
He
some of their
signed.
other?
He signed.
God, I mean, if you're Nick Foligno, what are you doing there?
Well,
I mean, I don't know.
he's your captain. You're really going to trade him when he's got multiple years left
They're
and he
gonna
doesn't
give it to
request out?
Bedard in the next season or two. It's just kind of a weird deal. I think Florida does well in the first part. Seth Jones gets $7 million tax free, so you know, good for him. The rich get richer, and Florida's a real good team.
Yeah, I do. At first, I was just like, why are we like, what's Florida doing here? You're trading your goalie of the future and Knight because Bob is a free agent after next year. And honestly, Bob hasn't looked that good this year.
Yeah, but he never does, and then he just does out of nowhere.
Yeah, he'll turn up randomly eventually. But obviously, they're in win now mode. I don't care about the picks, really. Dude, like, it's going to be late 20s at best. So, in that regard. But I was just like, why are we trading for like Seth Jones? Like, what's going on here? And then it did hit me more. He's probably going to play like second pair there until Ekblad leaves, if he leaves in free agency. And that's another thing. He might be Ekblad, his replacement. And then it's likely now that either one or both of Sam Bennett and Aaron Ekblad will not be back with the Panthers next year. I think that's fair to say.
Ekblad's a weird player because he's not the scorer he used to be, but he's better defensively than he was, but he's always injured.
Yes. Yeah.
So he's when he plays, he's great. Just doesn't play very much.
This was we have arrived at yesterday now. The Oilers, your Oilers, Joseph, let's say. Oh, he doesn't like it. Oh, he
No, no,
doesn't
no,
like
no, no,
it.
no, 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 no. I don't mind it.
Okay.
They're just
So
pissing me off, the Oilers, is my point.
okay. Trent Frederick, Max Jones, and Peter Hauser to the
Who?
Oilers. For Max
Bonner.
Wanner?
Bonner. Bonner.
Wanner?
It's he's because he's German, it's a V.
Vonner. A second this year and a fourth next year to the Bruins, and Shane LaChance to the Devils as they pay 50% of his salary.
So LeChance wasn't signing with the Oilers. He's a college guy, so you get rid of him. You make him part of a package or whatever, no problem. I don't mind this. Trent Frederick's a playoff style guy who will fit in well on the fourth line. Kasperi Kapanen's done essentially nothing of late, and Corey Perry's old as hell, so it's good to get more depth. Maybe Max Jones could be a bang and crash guy. I noticed that the Oilers are 32nd in the league in hits, and they're an old team, so they get a little bit younger. They get a little bit faster. This is good. This is fine. I don't care about a fourth round pick. Max Vonner's got like third pair potential. He's a right shot, so maybe teams will salivate over that like they do with every other right shot. But he could have been something in 2 or 3 years. Oilers don't care about 2 or 3 years. They care about this year. So that part is fine. If this is all Stan Bowman does, I am going to kill myself. I watched that Anaheim game yesterday.
Oh yeah. Oof.
I saw Leon Draisaitl score a nice goal on the power play off of a great feed from Connor McDavid. I'm like, hell yeah, we're winning 6-0. Although Lucas Dostal is like a fucking genius against like three teams and then gets lit up by everybody else. So, and then Calvin Pickard, the first goal. That was just some shitty ass defense. You know, sometimes that happens as my Ottawa Senators just score, Josh Norris. First goals, you blame defense, Norris lost his man, Draisaitl with a giveaway, and then four softies. On Pickard, three softies, and then they pull him for Skinner. Soft, 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 soft. All those goals were soft. They bring in Skinner. Soft, soft. Every high danger chance against these two goaltenders goes in. Please, Stan, please. Please give me a decent goalie. It can be John Gibson. It can be
I don't really
some.
think John Gibson is an upgrade over
He
Skinner right
is.
now.
I fucking assure you he is.
I really don't
Because he
think
can
he is.
save high danger chances. Oh my God. Oh my God. At least get him in as a backup. They're at least you have a tandem because you can't keep going with Calvin Pickard. He's a nice story. He's resurrected his career. No. No. No more.
Kind of think
I
they
can't
need a
do it.
D-man more. I like it makes
If
more sense, and it's easier to go get.
only if they're willing to admit that John Klingberg was a mistake, which I don't think they're going to.
Has he been bad? I haven't actually
He's
heard of him.
been extremely mid.
Was he just normal Klingberg, like terrible
Yeah, well,
defensively, all right, puck mover?
he's been okay offensively and his usual self defensively.
Gotcha.
And he's playing besides Darnell Nurse, who needs somebody to be mistake-free. Right?
Gotcha.
So, like, I don't know what they were really expecting. So.
Quick little question back to your Oilers 32nd in the league in hits thing. Where are the Canucks on that? Where does Keefer
I don't
Sherwood
know.
like bump them
Well,
up to?
I know Sherwood's number one by a country mile.
Yeah.
I mean, God, they dump the puck in so much. They have to be pretty far up. Also, that's such a misleading stat being last in hits. You know what you're doing when you're hitting the when you're not hitting people? It means you have the puck. And having the puck's a good thing last time I checked. So, you know, like I like having the puck personally. So, little misleading. They do need to get faster though. Not I can accept not matching Broberg, not matching Holloway. Holy fucking shit, Bowman, you stupid ass.
Well, I was just gonna, that was my point is if this is their only move and they're using the
I'm gonna cry.
compensation that they got from Bo Proberg to go get UFA Trent Frederick.
And
Yikes.
Max Jones.
Whoop-de-doo. Like I
Frederick's a good
do
player. He
I
scored
like it in
18
a
goals
I
last
like it
year.
in a vacuum for the Oilers, but if this is like their only move and they're using that
Okay.
compensation to go get him, it's like
Well,
you could have done this
they
better.
win the Stanley Cup and Frederick has a goal and an assist in the playoff run. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? But you know. There has to be more. I would like one more winger. If you got time, a defenseman, please. It can be a flyer on a goalie. It can be a reflipped Vitek Vanacek if it has to be. Like, please, God, or Anton Forsberg. Like, just give me somebody, just give me a warm body to compete with Skinner, please.
Did
Please. The team has lost faith in their goaltending.
you must have missed that Vanacek's already dealt and off the market because he's
I
in
know.
Florida.
I know, but I'm just, maybe he'll be reflipped or something. I don't know.
he's their backup. Sorry.
Or Peter Mrazek. Or, oh God,
He could, yeah,
please,
okay.
I don't think I could do Peter Mrazek.
I
I
could
don't
get
think my
behind
heart
that.
could take it.
Like
My
I
heart
think that's
can't take Peter
available.
Mrazek hockey. He's so busy in net. You know
What
who I want?
about
You know who I want the Oilers to acquire for goaltending? It's not going to happen, and the money will never work, and it could blow up in their faces. I want Jordan Binnington.
Yep, I've heard
But
that one get floated around.
the Blues are on a hot streak, so they're not trading him. Or hey, give me Joel Hofer. That would be cool.
Where did oh, no, I was thinking Hofer was Husso, but never mind. Yeah, Vanacek to Panthers for Patrick Giles.
I've literally
Panthers,
never heard of Patrick Giles in my
neither have
life.
I. Panthers just get their backup goalie. Sharks get off the contract. Easy enough. Vincent Desjardins, our boy, got dealt again today. He got traded to San Jose, poor guy, for a fifth round pick in 2028. Pittsburgh really must have hated him. Holy shit.
I just think he was just a warm body to include for the money in the Pettersson deal. And that was just a clear admission by the Canucks that it did not work with him, and now he's a journeyman.
I thought you were saying
He's
Pettersson deal as in like Elias Pettersson. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Marcus Pettersson.
Yeah, I know.
Are you dense?
It
Okay.
hit me for a second after.
The
Dude, we got
point.
so many, it's tough to keep track.
Yeah, true. Vincent Desjardins, he's got three things going for him, and two of them is that he's big and a right shot. And that's or two things that'll never change. As long as he can skate at a not terrible level, there are going to be teams that want to sign him.
What's
So
the third thing?
I don't know. He's mean and physical,
All right, and
something
then
along those
the big
lines.
one today, and then we'll get to the ones that have broken as we were recording. Yanni Gourde and Oliver Bjorkstrand to the Lightning, along with Kyle Okoin and a fifth round pick next year. In exchange, the Kraken get two conditional firsts in 2026 and 2027. They're both top 10 protected, so if they're in the top 10, they
They
slide
won't be.
back a year. A second round pick this year. Michael Essiemont, I believe is how you say
AC
it.
Mont.
Essiemont,
AC
yeah.
Mont. AC Mont.
Essiemont, yeah.
AC Mont.
And the Red Wings broker 50% of Gord's contract at $2.58 million. They pick up a fourth round pick conditional this year. I don't know what the condition is on it. It doesn't say.
Fourth round pick, who cares? The conditions can't matter that much.
I'll quickly go on my I really like this for the Lightning, and it's steep, but who the fuck cares if you're
Yeah.
the Lightning with the picks?
It's your window.
Yeah. I really like this. They're giving me 2021 Tampa five skin. Their depth is getting there. I think they might be like a picking up like a right shot D-man away from being like a legit contender again.
Sorry, you just mentioned right shot demon.
Yeah, maybe they should go get Vincent Desjardins.
Oh God. Would you like a lightly used Travis Hamonic?
And for the Kraken, I think it's a pretty tidy business. You get two firsts and a second. Don't like Gord's not re-signing. Bjorkstrand has a year of control still, but might as well sell your value high now. Let the young guys play more. Like they got, I know he's a winger, but like Wright needs more ice time. They'll have Beckett's, no, not Beckett Seneca. Barkley
Right,
Catton.
yeah.
That they drafted this year.
World
They'll need
Junior
a.
legend.
So I do like it for both sides. I do.
Yeah, so do I. I like these kind of moves by contenders who are just like, you know what? Fuck them picks. We're going in. Like, I mean, they're an old team. They're getting pretty old. So Vasilevsky's getting a little older for a goalie. I mean, Point and Hagel are young, but McDonough's getting old. Hedman's getting old. Kucherov is getting up there. This is it. This is their chance to see if they can get a third cup in 5 years or whatever it's been. So, go for it. I like that. They have familiarity with Gord. He's not the same Gord he used to be. So people need to tone down some of their expectations. But he's still a good third liner. And Burkov, Bjorkstrand, Bjorkstrand? Okay, he's good too. So, gonna sneeze. So give me a minute. I'm no longer going to sneeze. But yeah, so good for them to go all in. Seattle waving the white flag. That's the right decision. They're not making the playoffs. They still got to look in the future. Ron Francis, I think, needs another year or two to get that team back to where, back to the promised land, so to speak. Not every expansion team is going to be Vegas. Vegas irreparably screwed up our expectations for expansion teams. Seattle had their 1 year where they made the playoffs, won a round. Excelente. That was a blip. That is not the norm. They need some time because they got a pretty bright future. They got Shane Wright, who's really good. He's been really good the past few months. It's like he just needed time. He was one of those players you like to mention that got screwed over by COVID and their developments. Riker Evans is real good. Matty Beniers is going to be a real good second line center for the future. And it looks like they found a goalie in Joey Decord. So bright future. I like this for both teams.
I think Seattle has a bright future, but at the same time, man, some of those contracts that he's handed out are bad. Like the
That's
Montour
the
one,
thing.
I'm fine with, but Stevenson looks
Stevens.
bad.
Oh,
Grubauer,
that's, I know.
bad. There was another one I'm pretty sure that I'm missing.
Well, I guess Jaden Schwartz.
No, not him.
That's not a good one either.
Maybe I'm.
Schwartz was there. Bjorkstrand was one. Burakovsky. Like a few of them just haven't worked. Like he, like Ron Francis is really good at drafting, but he can't sign a free agent to save his life. It's the same in Carolina.
Solid move for both sides. And then the one that just happened as we were, or just before we started recording, was Tommy Novak and Luke Shen to Pittsburgh in exchange for Michael Bunting and a 2026 fourth round pick. What a weird
Weird
trade. We
one.
talked about this off air very briefly, and we're just like, what the fuck is this? This is weird.
It just doesn't make any sense. The only way it makes sense for me is if Shen and Novak get flipped in the next day or two before the deadline.
I could
Because
see.
Shen is old and he has no place on that Penguins team. And people like it's what a flip in Luke Shen's career from being derided as a bust to being such a valuable commodity every trade deadline. I gotta think he gets traded. He serves no purpose on that Penguins team. Because him and Vincent Desharnais are basically the same player. Like, if you want a Luke Shen, just keep Vincent Desharnais. They do the same thing essentially. Shen's a little better, and he's a little more expensive. But I mean, it's weird. And Tommy Novak's like a genuinely good player who's just been screwed over by Predators voodoo this year. So,
Novak, I want to say is like a pending UFA, but he's like early, like he's 26 or 27, like he's still youngish. So
yeah, he's one of those Group Four free agents or something like
I
that.
could see Pittsburgh wanting to keep him around, honestly.
I mean, their window is so far away. I mean, I know they don't want to be absolute ass in the last few years of Crosby, Malkin, Letang, but I don't think Tommy Novak moves the needle very much for a team like
No,
them.
I don't know. And Bunting, I thought, I guess, I don't know what he's been like this year,
Well,
but like when he came over last year, he was good for them.
so he started really, really, really slowly. Like he was getting healthy scratched at the beginning. And then he turned it on a bit, and then it's been kind of mid since then. Surprising because Kyle Dubas loves Michael Bunting. He's acquired him twice. So, a little surprising that they'd get rid of him. I guess Bunting's 3 year deal with Carolina didn't really work out after all because, he's been traded twice 2 years into it. So, just kind of a tweener player, like very overrated. I think Michael Bunting's one of the most overrated players in the National Hockey League. He owes Marner and Matthews a lot of money for helping his PR. So,
Rest of deadline predictions, you got any like picks of where you think people are gonna go?
I think Pius Suter is going to get traded to Dallas. I
You
think
think
that's a
that?
good
Okay.
fit.
Okay. I don't I don't
Conversation.
I think he's gonna get traded. I just don't know if it's gonna be Dallas based off
Yeah,
how somebody jumped on and nobody else did.
I'd like a second for him. That would be lovely. Maybe a prospect as well. You're not getting a first. That'd be
Oh,
nice.
I will actually I do actually
Well, unless Jim Benning got hired by another team, I don't think they're gonna or Pierre Dorion. I don't
I
think
don't
they're
think
getting
he's
a
worth a
first.
first either, but like holy shit, what are these prices people are going for? Like the Gord and Bjorkstrand, like two firsts? I could see like Bjorkstrand getting a first, right?
Ugh,
On his own.
Bjorkstrand isn't even good anymore, man. Like he's nothing special. I mean, like it is a seller's market for sure. It
He's got
is.
a year left on his skill though. That's why he's first. Or
Well, the
first.
thing is,
And they're retaining.
it's a seller's market, And we have reports that Francesco Accolini is meddling
Yeah,
with
that's
Rutherford
another
and
thing.
Alvin.
I'm getting into that later. Let
Okay,
move. Yeah.
fine. I'll let that fester a little bit. But like, what else? I think Scott Laughton will be moved for a first. I really like Scott Laughton. I remember watching him on the World Juniors so long ago. God, I'm ancient. But I remember him on the Canadian World Juniors team. He was a really good two-way forward in the National Hockey League and help a lot of teams out. I know the Leafs want him and Ristolainen. What a turnaround for Rasmus Ristolainen, because he was hated by every single analytic person of all time, and now they actually like him because Tortorella doesn't play him in minutes that he can't handle. So I could see that happening. Hoping Edmonton gets a goalie. God, but I just don't know. I mean, this is kind of a weird trade deadline where there's not a lot of great rentals to be had. Taylor Hall's already moved. There just isn't much out there, so we'll have to see.
All the rentals are kind of like on teams who still think they can like make the
Well, because the
playoffs.
West is so open.
Yeah,
The
that
East
last
is
spot.
kind of, well, the East is too a little bit. And the Eastern wild card, like there's so many teams still in it. This is why I never want there to be a play-in tournament or expanded playoffs. It's got to mean something making the playoff. There's too many teams thinking they can make it. We need a good trade deadline. Because if there's expanded playoffs or a play-in, too many teams think they have a chance and they won't be selling. So let's just keep it the way it is.
I think Lawton is going to go to Washington. That's my kind of take.
That's interesting.
I don't think they want to add big, but I think they want to add depth, and I think he could be a very fine third line center for them.
Okay.
I do think Pia Suter will get moved. I don't think Besser is going to get moved, even though I want him to.
Man, I mean, delusion.
I'll get
I
to the
mean,
Canucks in a
God.
sec. Actually, I'll come back to them. I think my hot take for the trade deadline. I think Rantanen's getting dealt again,
Yep.
and I think he's going to New Jersey.
Yeah, because Hughes is on LTIR. They have a lot of
Yeah,
money.
I think they might make a move.
Until about a day or two ago, I thought Rantanen was staying put. Clearly, something's off there. Because Tom Dundon gets very involved in his contract negotiations. And clearly, Rantanen had said something that pissed him off. So, I don't know. I could see him getting moved. I mentioned Minnesota earlier. Maybe the Rangers want to make a splash. I mean, it's or further splash after Miller. Like, who could it really be?
Really, anyone, because like Carolina can retain again, and then they could get him at like $2.1 million, I think it
That's
was.
so weird because Carolina, they're good at everything except for scoring. They need a player like Rantanen.
They should
So, I
just,
don't know.
they should, I mean, honestly, they should just be like, okay,
I
let's.
think. I think they're afraid of getting Guentzel like they were last year,
Yeah,
where
I
they
they
get caught with
def.
their pants. Because I think they thought Guentzel was going to stay. I heard that they got to his money, but it was too late and he'd already decided on Tampa. So I think they're terrified of that happening again. I mean, I don't know, man. Like, you got to capitalize while you have a chance. Carolina's an excellent team, and Rantanen's a proven playoff performer.
Honestly, if I'm Carolina, I think just keep him, use him for the playoff run. If he doesn't re-sign, then that's
Trade
his
his
fault.
ass. Yeah, trade his ass for a conditional fifth
Sure.
and call it a day.
Maybe then you go turn around and use the money to go sign Mitch Marner or
I
Hofer.
think Marner's going to stay in Toronto
I just
or
can't
go to
see
Chicago or something.
that. Yeah,
But I think
but like
Marner
that's like
would
a
fit.
decent contingency plan, I would say.
Yeah, Marner is a good fit in Carolina because the media will leave him alone, which is something he struggles with. Besser?
Any yeah okay, so I actually want to I'm gonna leave this person anonymously for their sake, but I had someone tell me today that Yanni
Obama.
Gourde and Oliver Bjorkstrand are both better players than Brock Besser.
They're more well-rounded. I've soured on
Besser's really
Besser.
not as much of a defensive liability as
I
people.
know. I've soured on Besser this year, man. Was he a JT Miller merchant?
He's not a play driver. He does need someone on his
No,
line to
and
drive play.
he doesn't need to be. But he should be able to make it work with Elias Pettersson on the ice.
They're barely playing together.
I know. I know. Like, why? Why are they not playing together at all? I realize Brock Besser is slower than molten lava, but come on, man. And that's also a thing that worries me. He is so slow. Like, how is he going to age? That's why I can't justify giving him 8 years under any circumstances.
No, I agree.
You got to trade him.
But
Like,
yeah, somebody
honest
said
to
that to me,
God.
and I'm just like, This guy scored 40 fucking goals last year.
I know, but
and he's got more points in less career games than both of them.
Like, I'm of the opinion that last year just needs to be thrown out the window. We can't use it as comparisons. That was a shooting percentage bender that we'll never see again.
Yeah,
and a save percentage. Like Brock Besser is a good 30 to 35 goal scorer who will probably end up with about 28 this season, or maybe a little less because he's not playing that well this year. Under no circumstances can they keep Brock Besser in the organization. They can't, unless you are going to sign him to a 5 or 6 year deal at about $7.5-8 million. If you, yes, they might make the playoffs. I actually have a pretty good chance, believe it or not, because I think Calgary's going to fall off, and I don't think Utah can catch him really, and Anaheim won't.
St. Louis.
We'll see. Like, those are really the main contenders. They're going to play Winnipeg, and they're going to get destroyed. Destroyed. Like, that might be a sweep.
Unless we get hella fraud in the first
round.
Dude,
we can't score. Who's our best player right now? You can't use Quinn Hughes because he's injured.
Yeah.
Jake DeBrusque, who's the streakiest player I've seen in my life.
Probably in that case, you have to say
Garland.
Garland. Yeah.
Garland, fantastic. He's 4'3", and you know, he's kind of a play driver, but he's not a center, and he's kind of hot and cold. I'm not counting on Pettersson this year. This year's a wash. There's 20 games left. I'm not expecting him to get it back.
Oh, that's another thing with Pettersson. I will say I loved his media comment yesterday. His comments yesterday, and like
congrats,
what Tuck
you
was
did
saying.
the bare minimum.
No,
I mean, yes.
It seems like he's turning a corner. It does.
Good. Good, because he needs to take some accountability.
Yeah, and he was saying, like, I don't know. The one thing I noticed, too, is, like, he seemed happy again, almost. Like, he hasn't seemed happy all year, has he? I don't think
No,
so. And he was
I
cracking
don't think
jokes
so
with the
either.
media. Like, he cracked, like, two jokes in his media scrum about the media or whatever. I'm just like, this isn't, like, Pettersson like this year. What's going on?
I think he's finally been like, you know what? Let's just take a chill pill a little bit. I think he was in his own head.
Mm-hmm.
So, you
I'm
know.
hopeful. He's got like 22 games to probably prove himself if
Yeah, I'd
he
be
wants to stay.
thrilled if he could get 15 points in that time. Mid-teens. I'm not expecting point per game because he's got nobody around him. Unless they add. But I
Which
mean,
they're not, because they're not going after
God,
rental boots.
God, please, please don't add. Please don't add. Please don't
They're
add.
going
Please
after
don't
guys with
add. Please
term if
don't
they're
add.
adding.
I mean, like, God, it's just, I thought the whole point of Jim Rutherford was that he could stand up to the owner and say no.
Yes. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. So we hired Rutherford and Alvin, was it been 3 years ago?
Yeah.
And we.
Rutherford was like January
2020, late.
2023. No,
No, he was
22, 22,
2020.
22,
Wasn't
22.
Rutherford
Because Boudreaux, no.
2021, like end December?
Boudreaux was fired, or no, Boudreaux was brought in December 2021 when they fired Benning and Green. He
Yeah,
was brought in before
and Rutherford was a
Rutherford.
couple days later, I remember.
A week, maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
It was just fucking stupid in hindsight, but that's a story for another time.
Yeah,
Because we all
so,
know how
and
that
then
worked.
he's been here like 3 years, let's say.
Yeah.
3 or 4, whatever it's been.
Three and a
How?
bit.
And Aquilini, it seemed like he backed off. You know, he let them make their team and trade their players. He let Alvin and Rutherford do that for about 1.5 years. And apparently, he's back meddling in the fucking business again because he wants playoff revenue and he's not letting us trade anyone.
Why does he need playoff revenue so badly? The Canucks are one of the biggest revenue drivers in the league. They sell out
The tariffs,
every
man.
game.
They're fucking
Oh,
them.
come on. Come on. That hasn't even really started yet. Although my grocery bill was ridiculous today. But what was my train of thought? They're one
Revenue
of the
team.
biggest revenue drivers in the league. He jacked up the prices a million. He's doing the same next year after this god-awful season. You don't need two games that badly, Frankie. You just got what, six home playoff games last year? You're doing just fine. Let's chill out a little bit.
I got 7 last year.
Yeah, so you know, so what are we doing here? What games are we playing here? You are going to get destroyed in the playoffs if you try. You are going to
Yeah.
get destroyed. And then
Like
we're back in the Benning years where the goal is just, what
if you're
is the
seeing
goal? What is the goal here, Nathan?
to
What
should be
is
to
the
win a
organizational goal?
should be to win a Stanley Cup, but with Francesco, it's make the
It's
playoffs
not.
at
It's make the
any
playoffs,
yeah.
and then bang! Guess what? We like in Scooby-Doo, we pull off the Jim Rutherford's mask, and bang! There's Jim Benning, because that was Jim Benning's whole MO: make the playoffs and see what happens. And they did it once, and congrats, you did well in the bubble when you got insane goaltending. And then it was shit for years, and it got so bad, and the incompetence was so staggering, they had to get rid of you. I mean, I'm willing now to lay off my betting infuriation because now I'm thinking to myself, well, you know what? How much control did he really have? Who was pushing the buttons? It's Aquilini.
Well,
He
yeah,
wants playoffs.
that was known. The reason why
I
betting was
know.
so stupid and so aggressive is because
Yes.
Aquilini was telling him to get in the playoffs.
I realize that. But at one, Jim Rutherford's like 75 years old. He has three Stanley Cups, two with Pittsburgh, one with Carolina. Grow a set or resign. Because if you keep Besser and let him walk for nothing, like we did with Dan Hamhuis back in the day, different players, of course, but same principle. What's the direction of the team? What's the direction? We don't have one. Because last year, the direction made sense. They brought some rentals in because they were having a once in a 25-year season shooting percentage wise, and they wanted to ride the wave. You won a playoff run, you won one series, good for you, and you were probably one decent goaltender away from beating Edmonton. It's in the past. Move on. Can't keep chasing last year. It's not going to happen again. Dakota Joshua, you paid him his 3 goals, right? Like that. And I know there's some circumstances there, but I'll give Joshua a pass for this. That probably wasn't the best
I'd
example I'm
almost
going to
want to give
use.
him a bit of a.
Yeah,
He's looked better of late. He's looked better of late.
he gets this year mulligan. Garland, hot start, done very little in the past few months. Piusz Suter, great. He's really should be a third liner. I mean, Jake DeBrusk, hot and cold. Holy crap, he thinks he's Katy Perry in 2011. I mean, God, don't believe he didn't get that joke. Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm going to die.
Sorry, I was looking at the Friedman just dropped an article about
Yeah, I read that
Hyman.
already. Okay, I'm going to repeat my joke. If you don't get it, I'm literally going to cry. Jake DeBrusk thinks he's Katy Perry in 2011. He's so hot and cold.
Because hot
You're
and you're
hot in New York.
cold
There you
in
go. There you go, Nathan. There you go.
Boston.
That was in like Just Dance 3, I remember.
Yeah.
And what else? What else? Like Patterson, well documented. Miller became such a cancer, they had to get rid of him. Besser's taken a step back. Hronek can't stay healthy, and he can't play with anyone other than Hughes, or else he's not productive. Hughes has been banged up. Myers has regressed. Soucy's in the doghouse. I'll be stunned if he sticks around because they hate him, which is so weird because they loved him last year. They tried Desharnais, didn't work. They tried Forsberg, didn't work. I mean,
That's another thing.
Demko is never going to be healthy again. I've sh closed the door on that. That's why they signed Lankinen.
That's
I
another
mean,
thing I
what are
want to
we trying to do
say.
here?
I want to say quickly. People were like, "Oh my God, JT Miller has more points than Elias Pettersson has shots." Okay, that like did the Canucks make the wrong move?
Well, time will tell, but they
Time,
had to.
sure, time will tell,
If you close, if
this
you
Miller
cover
thing had
your
to happen.
ears,
It was done. It was done.
yeah. If you cover your ears and block it all out and just look at hockey, yeah, you can have an argument they traded the wrong player.
Oh, 100%.
Can't do that.
I will 100% say that they traded the one guy if you look at only hockey.
Yeah.
But
If they
there
were all
was.
robots, just playing or hockey playing robots with no personality, then yeah, sure. It got to a point where he could no longer be on the team.
Yes.
End of story. And I, JT Miller, he might be my favorite Canuck to watch of all time. Up there. Because, you know, I was kind of a lapsed Canuck fan for many years. He was so fun to watch. He could not remain as part of the team. He's a 32-year-old acting like a 40-year-old or a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
But come on.
I have one
They
last
had to.
trade deadline take, and then I want to move on. I have a trade idea. I'm gonna say Ricard Raquel gets traded from Pittsburgh. I believe he has like another 2 or 3 years after this, but he's playing really good this year. I
I feel like
believe.
he's a UFA.
Is he?
I'll check, but keep going.
Ricard, let me. I need to check this for sure.
Ricard Raquel. What's your contract, pal?
He's in year 3 of 6.
Okay, well, continue. I was wrong.
I am sending him out west. I am sending him to the LA Kings for Brent Clark.
Yeah, I could see that. For
Maybe
some
one for
reason,
one, maybe one for one. I'm not sure, but I don't know why the Kings really want to give up on him. It sounds like they do.
for some reason, Jim Hiller hates him.
Yeah.
And he's like not even bad at anything. He's just young guy. Not veteran, scary.
I do think they need a scorer, and I like the idea of go like they're interested on Besser. I could see them like I like Raquel honestly getting flipped there, but not at the expense of Brent Clark. Let's be
You
real.
know what that trade screams to me? Kevin Fiala for Brock Faber.
I was almost thinking you
Almost
were
done.
gonna say like Martin Erat for Philip Forsberg.
No, because Erat sucks. Or he sucked at that point. Raquel's still objectively a good player. I think it, well, I mean, he's not as good as Fiala was, but I think Faber and Clark are a pretty good comparison. So we'll see how that goes. I like Raquel a lot. I'd love for the Oilers to go after him, but they're too stupid
They
and
need. They
narrow-minded.
don't need forwards. They
They need.
need.
They
They need
do.
a
They do. They do. They
goaltending,
do.
and they
They
need
do.
defense.
But Colson's been on the second line all season. They need one more winger.
Brought in Skinner and Arvidsson to do that. What they've been doing.
Well, Arvidsson is just such a weird player because he gets every look and he does everything right and then he just misses by 5 feet. So I mean, like, and then Skinner not block hates him. It's just not going to work. He'll be a scratch come playoff time.
Ready to move on? NL
My
Central.
official prediction is Besser stays, and I
Yeah,
will bang my head against the
I
wall.
think that's happening too, and I think he's probably gonna walk in the offseason because I
Oh,
don't think
totally,
they're gonna give
totally.
him. I think he'll
Because
get
they'll,
7 years on the open market, and
well,
the
yeah,
Preds won't
because
want to give him
the
two.
Canucks, the only bargaining chip with him they have is they can offer him 8 years,
And
which
they
they'd be
don't.
stupid to do.
They're not
But
gonna. Yeah.
yeah, so
He
I bet
wants to
I
stay, it
could see
sounds like.
him.
So if they can work
Well,
something out at
I
6 years, then.
think if he's given the choice, he'll go to Minnesota. If
It,
there's a bidding war in the
sounds.
offseason, I
Sounds
think
like
he.
he, well, like based off the negotiations and what it sounded like, it's like he would leave like $10 million on the table to stay.
Yeah,
And
maybe he
if it
goes
was
to
me,
Chicago. That's pretty close to Minnesota.
I think he'll be Minnesota, to be honest.
Okay.
But NL Central, 5-1, same as always. Joseph, who's your?
Hold on, let me get my depth charts because you can't spell depth chart without art. Okay, oh God, this is kind of a weird one. This is a weird division, honestly.
The central divisions are just so mid.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was just going to say this is the definition of mid. I've never seen more mid than this mid right here. It, like literally, there's like any of these teams could finish last. Literally every single one
Okay.
could, in theory, come in last as I scroll through here my projections. God, this sucks. Okay, I'm going to say, man, because I had it written down, but now I'm waffling a little bit here. So I'm going to be a little controversial, I think, and I'm going to say the St. Louis Cardinals.
I don't hate it. They didn't sign anyone to an MLB contract this offseason.
I've never been less invested in the MLB in my life. Well, in the past 10 years, I'll say. 15 years since I gained
But yeah,
sentience.
you didn't know that, did you though? They didn't sign anybody to an MLB
I mean, it
contract.
doesn't surprise me. I mean, it's weird because Cardinals, they're a middle-sized market. They're not small.
I'd
I
call them like
mean,
medium to big. Like,
and they're a team with history.
yeah.
Winning history. Not
They're in
like
like that, like 10 to 15 range of biggest franchise, I would think, like market size.
I mean, just cheap ownership as per usual. Owners in the MLB, they have them as toys to show off. Yeah, I
Look at
think
me. I own an MLB team.
yeah, basically. I think Arenado eventually will find his way off the team. I mean, just looking at their lineup. I mean, their outfield is pretty ass. I'm not a big Jordan Walker guy. Michael Cianni, who? Lars Nootbaar is pretty good. Mason Wynn, I guess he's young. God, 2002, I'm so old. Arenado will be gone. Nolan Gorman's a swing and miss machine. Pedro Páez is catcher. Wilson Contreras is a joke. This team kind of sucks in every way. So they don't really do anything well because they lost Goldschmidt and he was one of their better players, and they refused to spend any money. So I think there will be a fire sale at the deadline and they'll finish in last.
Okay. I'm still picking the Pirates to come last, personally. They also, I don't think, spent any MLB contracts. Or what was.
Well, McCutcheon,
No,
technically.
actually, they did. I forgot. Who was the. Didn't they sign their
I'll pull
first
it up.
multi-year contract? Or was that.
I'll pull it up because I do. It's his name's on the tip of my tongue. I
We were talking
can't.
about this, I feel like.
Yes. Hold
First one in
on.
like 10 years.
Was it a position player?
I want to say it was a pitcher.
Was it David Bednar, the closer?
No.
Was it Blue Jay legend Ryan Barucki?
No.
Was it Blue Jay legend Tim Mesa? Skaines, Keller, Jones, Falter, and oh, was it Andrew Heaney?
No, I don't think so.
God, I
Who
can't like.
are their position players then?
Okay, Joey Bart, Henry Davis, Blue Jay legend Spencer Horwitz, Nick Gonzalez, K. Brian Hayes, Isaiah Conner Falefa, God. O'Neal Cruz, Tommy Pham, Brian Reynolds. God, who's their DH? McCutcheon. I
Oh,
thought this
okay.
I think it's Heaney.
Maybe it's just they haven't done it since, and they didn't do anyone. But
Like, God,
their
there's about a
pitcher, their
0% chance Paul Skaines is a Pirate in 3 years.
oh yeah, their pitching, their top three, pretty gross. Skeens,
Keller.
Keller, and
Jerry Jones.
yeah, pretty gross. Bit three. After that, meh. Holy lot of washed up Blue Jays on this team.
Oh my God. Baraki, Mesa. Horwitz isn't washed up,
Well,
but
yeah.
Connor Falefa I'll put in there.
Yeah.
Well, because remember, their GM is Ben Cherington, who worked for the Blue Jays
So we
for
like
back in
him.
the day.
Okay.
So, God, they're such a joke, Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
They could
and
be so good. I mean, it's not even like it's a tiny market. It's small, but the Steelers succeed every year. The Penguins were in the playoffs 17 straight years. I mean, it's just that Pittsburgh's a poster child of owners who just don't care. Don't try. The Pirates exist solely to turn a profit. That's it.
Yeah, I just don't love their team after their big three of pitching.
Like, why would anyone be a Pirate fan
I'm
besides living in Pittsburgh and Paul Skeens?
interested to see O'Neal Cruz in the outfield this year.
Well, didn't he get suspended? Might be thinking of someone else.
But
Yeah,
I'm
he's yeah, it's interesting because he should have been in right field years ago.
it could be
Well,
like
I guess he's
a
gonna play center,
it
but
could be like what Tatis is in San Diego, maybe. That's
yeah, but
wishful
he's
thinking, but
6'7". I mean, like you gotta be a little cognizant of his health. Like 6'7" playing the infield was kind of ridiculous. But yeah, I'll cut to the chase and I'll say I have them in fourth.
Yeah,
So
I have them
just
going 73 and 89.
okay, yeah, bad. I mean, there's a 0% chance they pay Paul Skeens when it's time. Zero. There's
And
no precedent for
even
it.
if they offer, I don't think Skeen's gonna accept.
No, why would he? He could literally go anywhere. He's got Dodger written all over him.
He
I mean,
does.
like it's just a sad state of affairs because Bob Nutting is so rich. That's the owner of the team. They have a passionate fan base. I would argue that PNC Park is the most beautiful in all of baseball. At least
It's
top
up there.
three.
It's up there.
That Camden Yards and whatever other else floats your boat. I like Fenway.
Wrigley's iconic.
Yep, that's on my bucket list. I want to go to Wrigley. My uncle's actually doing that next year. But yes, I realize they're a small market. No one's asking for $300 million payroll. But these are teams why you need a cap floor to make the owners do more than the absolute bare minimum. It should be illegal not to sign a single MLB free agent all offseason. And I'm not counting Andrew McCutcheon because the fans would have strung Bob Nutting up and killed him if they didn't re-sign him. So, I mean, like,
They sent Tommy Pham, didn't they?
oh, Jesus, what is it,
Yeah, like,
2018?
yeah, no,
Like, come on.
I'm just saying, like, is
Is
that
Tommy
their
Pham on
really
this team?
their
I'm just looking to see if Tommy Pham's even here.
Didn't you just say that?
No.
I thought you
Did I?
just were
Oh,
reading.
no. Yeah. Okay, he is. I mean, but God, he's old. He's 37.
He's
He's turning
37 now.
37
Wow.
he's turning 37 in a week. March 8th.
It's
I mean,
crazy.
come on,
March 8th,
guys. I
that's
mean, I
3 days
like,
away.
yeah, I mean, Brian Reynolds, I think Brian Reynolds is fantastic. But come on. He's like the only one they pay, and they got him at a crazy discount. Like just a joke of a franchise. Everything that's wrong with current MLB team. We can shit on the Dodgers all they want. At least they, try. I'd rather have a league full of Dodgers than a league full of Pirates.
Oh, 100%.
As much as the
100%.
Dodgers piss me off.
I'll cut to the chase, and I have the Cardinals in fourth as well. 77, 85 for me.
Okay.
I feel like their young guys could do something, maybe, but still don't really love their team. Fire sale likely coming. Arenado will be gone eventually. Wouldn't be surprised if that happens by like June, to be honest.
What a fall off.
Ryan Helsley will probably be traded, I would think. Could they deal Contreras? I know he's on like year three of that contract,
He
but
can't field. I
yeah.
mean, that's a lot of money to pay for a DH.
We'll see. Third place.
Okay. For me,
Yeah.
I have the Chicago Cubs. Actually, no, I don't. Sorry, I'm a little slow, as they say. I have the Reds. Yeah, I was looking at the Cubs depth chart and got myself all screwed up. Yes, I have the Reds. The Reds are kind of like if the Pirates have a big brother. They're like the Pirates, but a little better. Small market, don't spend a lot of money, but they spend some money. They try a little bit. Like their rotation, Hunter Green and what's his name? Brady Singer, he's a good player. Like there's some good players here, legitimately. Ellie De La Cruz, Tyler Stevenson. I'm a big Jaime Candelario fan. I wanted the Blue Jays to sign him a couple of years ago. Gavin Lux, Blue Jay legend Santiago Espinal. There's some good players here. I just don't think they're ready. I think they need another year or two, another big free agent. Thank God Blue Jay killer Austin Hayes isn't in the AL East anymore. But, some good pieces here, but until ownership decides they actually want to spend some legitimate money, they're not going anywhere.
I have the Brewers in third going 82 and 80. I feel like I've predicted a Brewers fall off for like years now and it just hasn't happened. And eventually it's gotta come true, right? You think?
You'd
It's
think so.
gotta be sometime soon.
That's a small market team that actually did as well.
Really,
They do it right.
yeah, they do. They trade their guys when they're right about to get due for contracts and then you can just cycle it through. But I just don't love them. Like I eventually they gotta fall off. I don't know. That's kind of my thing with them. Like, did they sign anyone this offseason?
God, I don't think so. I mean, let me look real quick because I might just. Nah, God, this is such a stupid ass division. Whole bunch of unserious teams.
Well,
Nestor
that's the thing.
Cortes.
Nobody wants to play in the Central and they're not that big of markets.
Was
Did they
Cortes
sign?
a trade?
Huh?
Was Nestor Cortes a trade or was he a signing?
Trade for the
Okay.
Devin
Aaron
Williams.
Civale. God. Jose Quintana, was he a trade?
No, that just happened, I believe. He just signed.
Okay. Like looking at their position players. Hoskins, he missed all last year. I think Mark Canha might be a signing. But other than that, I mean, God, there's a lot of mid on these teams. A lot of mid. Jackson Chourio. I like Jackson Chourio.
So do I.
Okay.
But fall off's gonna happen eventually a little bit. No Devin Williams anymore. This
Yeah.
is the year I'm picking it again. Well, I picked it for numerous years, but 82 and 80 for me.
Holy mid. Yeah, I'm gonna have the Brewers in second.
I'll jump into that then. Now I have the Reds in second, 83 and 79.
Okay. I'm not ready to predict the downfall of the Brewers just yet. I think their pitching is still really solid. I like Freddy Peralta. Nestor Cortes has his moments. Aaron Civale, I like. Jose Quintana's had a bit of a late career renaissance. Who knows if Brandon Woodruff can ever get back to what he was? I think he had Tommy John surgery. Their bullpen's still really good. Trevor Megill, Blue Jay legend, Joel Piamps. Oh, God, my 2021 PTSD is hitting me with that bullpen. But DL Hall, God, a pitcher named DL. I mean, I know it's called the eye hole now, but that just seems like bad karma. William Contreras is one of the best catchers in the league. I'm excited to see what Rhys Hoskins will do now that he's healthy. Rod Black's son, Tyler Black, is part of that team. Mark Canha is pretty good. Bryce Terang. They don't have a shortstop. I think they have Joey Ortiz. Here's
That's
their
another
guy.
thing, Los Adamas.
Yeah, God. I wanted the Blue Jays to get Adames for so long, and they just didn't do it. Jackson Chourio. I think this is big breakout year. So I have them in second.
And then we both have the one seed as the Chicago Cubs.
The Cubbies. Basically
Chicago.
by default, this division sucks.
Well, not necessarily, because I do like their Kyle Tucker acquisition.
Yes.
I
And
think
they have
that's going to
some
be a very
pitchers.
good move.
And their rotation's strong.
Yeah, who's their? What? They still got
Iman
Amanda.
Gama, Steele, Jameson Taillon, Canadian, Matthew Boyd, Colin Rhea.
That's a good rotation.
Yep. And they got Presley in the bullpen and Blue Jay legend. Oh my God, they have Pearson and Merriweather. I was so convinced that Merriweather was going to be a star. After that first series against the Yankees in 2021, I was like, oh my God. And then he was just on sticky stuff and then fell off and they traded him super early.
Yeah, I have them going 87 and 75, though, winning this division by default.
They need to start spending some money. There's no
Yeah.
excuse
Yeah.
for the Chicago Cubs to have a mid-tier payroll.
Yeah.
None. Like that ownership group is so cheap.
They better
They
sign Kyle
killed
Tucker.
their TV deal with their regional person and made it in-house because they were sick of paying money for TV money.
They better sign Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, like to hear Tom Ricketts, the owner of the Cubs, whine and moan about spending money when he's worth billions and you play for the Cubs, which is a brand worth billions. Like outside of Yankees and Red Sox, I don't think I see any more hats, non-Blue Jays in the country at least, than the Cubs.
I see a lot of Braves.
Yeah, that's just because they're good.
Yeah.
And people still have a thing for Anthopoulos.
Yankees, Dodgers,
Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox, and then I'd say it's Cubs probably.
Cubs and Braves
And
is the top five.
Yankees
Yeah.
is just because they're cool.
And then
Right?
Dodgers just says like, oh, LA.
Yeah, pretty much it. Like, but yeah, that kind of concludes my thoughts on the Central. It's so mid. I wish the Blue Jays were in this division. They would have cleaned up the past few years, even though
Oh my.
they were
Could
ass.
you? Well, the Jays might win this division every year if they were in the
I
Central.
know. I
The
hate,
Central.
God, I hate the divisional format, but I don't know what you really do to change it. Quick thought on baseball. I read an article today by Mike Wilner. I don't know if you know who that is. He's a
Yes,
Toronto
I infamously know who
columnist.
he is because he's always beefing with Gate 14.
He's okay. I'm gonna lose my mind, Nathan,
Okay.
because he brought up another Alex Anthopoulos sob story. If people in this mark in this country can't get over Alex Anthopoulos by now, 10 years later, I'm going to become the Joker. It's been 10 years. He's gone. Like he did an article about, oh, Anthopoulos would have signed Vladdy by now. Oh, he would have signed Bichette. We don't know that. When do you sign Vlad realistically? After his mediocre rookie year? After he showed up fat in 2020? After 2021 when he was the most expensive he's ever been? Like, let's cut the bullshit here. I mean, we don't know Anthopoulos would have signed him. And he's been gone for almost a decade. Can we please grow up with Alex Anthopoulos? We can dislike Shapiro and Atkins all you want. I dislike them plenty, especially Atkins. I can't continue with this Alex Anthopoulos discourse. He's gone. Please move on. He didn't. We all love 2015. 2015 was my favorite year of baseball I've ever watched by a country mile. It's been 10 years. It's not like he won a World Series here and
And
then
it's not like
left.
he's won a World Series since he left.
Yes, he has.
Oh,
Are
fuck,
you
right.
dense?
Fuck.
Like, you stupid ass. He won for our millions of listeners. He did win in 2021 with Atlanta, but he went to LA first. So it's not like he won in his first job. Like, I mean, like, let's all grow a set here because we don't know that he would have done this. It's been 10 years. Please move on. There's l much more legitimate things to complain about this organization without bringing up the ghost of Alex Anthopoulos. Like, if he wasn't Canadian, we wouldn't give a shit.
Is he Canadian?
Yeah, he's from Montreal. I mean, he worked for the Expos briefly. I mean, those trades, even those great trades, all the great memories, the Troy Tulowitzki trade didn't even work out that well. And then David Price left. So let's stop holding him up like he's some savior being. Ridiculous.
So what should the Mavs do, Joseph? Because they're kind of cooked.
Fold the franchise.
Yeah, but like,
Trade the Toronto Raptors. God, they don't even have anything I want.
you don't
Dorian
want
Finney Smith.
Anthony, he's not there,
I
he's
don't
in
want
LA.
date. Yeah, that's right. I don't want Data Davis. I don't want street clothes.
Because, like,
He's old too. Like, God,
he's
that's another
31, I
confounding
believe.
thing. That's kind of old in NBA terms.
Oh, they're down 106 to 79 to the Bucks right now.
Well, I mean, their season's over, so what do they care? But I mean, like, I'd be devastated if I was a Mavs fan. At least they have a championship in the re somewhat recent memory. I mean, although that was almost 15 years ago, so how recent was 2011? Hey, Nathan,
They
2011 wasn't so recent anymore. You can stop crying about the Stanley Cup.
fuck off. I feel awful for the fans. So I'm gonna go through their injuries tonight. Who's not playing?
Okay.
Kyrie Irving, left knee sprain slash ACL tear.
Done for the year, right?
This is yeah. They signed Kai Jones. I forgot about this. He's not playing tonight with a left quad strain. PJ Washington has a right ankle sprain. Derek Lively is still recovering from his right ankle stress fracture. I believe he's probably like a month away.
Yep.
Jaden Hardy is out for a while with a right ankle sprain. Dante Exum has a right foot contusion. Daniel Gafford has a right knee sprain. Anthony Davis has the groin strain, and this is Caleb Martin, I believe. Yeah, he has a right hip strain.
Woof.
They're running eight guys in their on their team tonight. Oh my God.
Do you think if Nico Harrison knows this, he still makes a Doncic trade? Or do you think they had made their bet by then? They were trading him no matter what.
Maybe he would have waited till the offseason at that point.
Man, like they ruined what should have been 10 years of contention.
Yes, like
Like
they
what's
and
even the guarantee that Kyrie and AD are gonna stay?
well, so that's another thing. Kyrie has a player option at the end of this year.
Which
He
he's gonna
might,
decline.
well, he
Unless his ACL is totally
maybe he
fucked.
opts in now because of the ACL
Yeah.
tear to get his money.
Well, if he's gonna be out for a oh God, even like Kevin Durant opted out of his thing when he tore his Achilles when he was a Warrior, and he still got a big deal. So I don't know. That was also a while ago.
Yeah, it was like prime KD though, I guess. So this is kind of like maybe exit. Kyrie's still really good. I don't want to call him exiting his prime.
I think he is. I don't think he can be a number one anymore.
I don't think he's ever really been a number one, to be
I think
honest.
late Cleveland, he was a number one, playing a number two. That's why he wanted to leave. That's why he went to Boston, because he wanted to be number one. And I think Brooklyn, Kyrie was pretty close to a number one.
I think he's just a high end too, if anything. He's always just been like had another guy around him
Yeah, his
helping him.
personality makes it hard for you to, risk him being your number one.
Yeah. He might opt out and leave. I imagine he just leaves and goes to the Lakers. How funny that would be.
Oh my God. I mean, that would be a sideshow in every conceivable way.
And then Anthony Davis, there's a chance he doesn't come back and play this year. I saw they
I don't
were
think he
like
will.
I think there was like his camp was discussing maybe just like being like, okay, don't play the rest of the year, heal up. No point. Your team
I
sucks
don't
now.
think he will come back.
Yeah.
I don't He's so injury prone. I think they're really gonna be like, you know what, screw it.
And then
We're not doing this.
I saw somebody on like ESPN today saying they should trade AD in the offseason. Which would just be a
I mean, God,
catastrophic failure.
do you give Nico Harrison that ability to do that? Do you let him do that?
I don't think you
Or
should.
are you just so neck deep into Schitt's Creek that you're like, fuck it, we've made our bed, now we gotta sleep in it. I wouldn't let Nico Harrison near any major player personnel.
No, but like, yeah, it's just I feel terrible. Like, if I was
I
a
don't feel
Mavs fan, I
terrible
might
for Mavs
actually.
fans.
And there's this.
Let's
That's
cheer
another
for the
thing.
stars.
This is another. Well, that too. But this is another thing. They're increasing season ticket prices next year by
Oh, yeah.
like 8%.
Every single contending team increases season ticket prices. That doesn't surprise me.
But like, you traded your the guy everyone loves. But this like 8% seems like a steep incline, does not to me.
I mean, Aquilini's doing something similar.
Yeah, that's fucking he's Aquilini. He always does it. This is like you trade your
And
franchise player, the one everyone loves, the guy who wanted to stay here long term was gonna sign, and now you're like, oh yeah, we're
but
yeah,
Nathan, but Nathan, he
whoop-de-doo,
was
come
kind of
cheer for
fat.
us. We're
But
upping our
Nathan,
ticket prices though, and we don't have our superstar
but he
anymore.
was kind of fat, Nathan. He likes cigars.
The hookahs and what was and the beer apparently.
Yeah, God, geez, he's 25 years old. I mean, alas. I mean, Dallas fans are pretty spoiled in general.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get too wound up about their loss. Go cheer for the Dallas Wings, I think. That's a WNBA team.
Yep, you got that one right. Now I want to pull up the NBA MVP odds quickly.
Call the
Because,
helpline. Call the helpline. I do think SGA has a real chance. Did he win last year? Or was that Jokic? I feel like he
why can't
lost to Jokic last year.
I? Who
SGA.
lost to Jokic?
For MVP.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I think SGA's got a real shot. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
I think it should be him, to be honest. I'm
Yeah.
trying to find MVP, but it's, for whatever reason, it's not
We can just discuss it. I mean,
here.
like with the MVP, I think a real thing this year is how much Jokic fatigue is there going to be?
Yeah.
Right? Like he's won what,
Three of
two?
the past four.
Yeah, and the other one was Embiid, who's not going to win this year, obviously. I think this is SGA's year to lose. He's having a crazy season. You want to know a hot take? Want to hear a hot take from me, Nathan? If Shai Gilgeous-Alexander wins an MVP this year, he's the greatest Canadian basketball player of all time. He surpasses Steve Nash.
I think
And
I'd
Kelly
call.
Olynyk.
I think I'd call on track to be. I don't think I'd
I
give.
think he is. He's better than Steve Nash ever was at his peak. Shai peak better than Nash peak, at the very
Okay, I
least.
found the odds as of 5 days ago. The top five goes SGA at -550, so he's the favorite. Jokic at +350. Giannis at 100-1. Tatum at 250-1. And Karl-Anthony Towns at 250-1.
Towns,
He's having a very good year.
I know he is, but he's not going to win. Yeah, I think Shai is going to win. It only the only way he doesn't is if the voters are just don't watch OKC.
The MVP ladder that the NBA does every like month or whatever has Jokic at one at the moment and SGA too.
I think Jokic is going to get voter fatigued.
And honestly, you know who should Nah, fuck it. I'll give him consideration, and I'm not even a fan of him.
Jonathan
LeBron.
Mogbo?
LeBron.
Did you totally miss my joke there?
Who'd you say?
Jonathan Mogbo.
Yeah.
Bruce Brown?
No, I think
Paul Shedd?
LeBron deserves credit.
I mean, yes.
He's been
Yes.
excellent this past month.
Yes, he
And he's
has.
40 fucking years old, and he's still like a top
Yes. Yes, he
15
deserves
player in basketball.
consideration, but he won't win because he's
No,
not the most
I
he's
think he
not
should
the
get the votes,
most
but won't win.
he's not the most valuable player to his team. The Lakers are still good without him, I think. I think if without Shai, the Thunder is like a five seed.
Uh-oh, my trade offer just got canceled. I waited too long.
How sad. But yeah, I think I'm still Michael Jordan as number one, and I think I probably always be will be, barring a big surprise. There will probably never be another LeBron.
There definitely won't.
Well, you never know. There could be.
I can't see anybody having this crazy of a longevity as him.
Yeah, LeBron's a one in a trillion genetic freak. We know this. It's a shame that people are so wound up about the GOAT conversation that we just can't appreciate it. On both sides, Jordan and LeBron. Let's just appreciate them as they are. Let's appreciate the consummate winner Michael Jordan was with his killer instinct ability and his freak athleticism. You know, really, at that point, there was never a Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan. Magic and Bird were not the athletes that he was, and they didn't win at the level that he did. And now Michael or LeBron James, there's just never been anyone who's been as good for as long as he's been. There's no question that he's the most talented player to ever step on a court. Man, his farewell tour is going to be something else, man.
Hopefully he does one like that because he should.
The thing is with him, he always fake retires every year for the attention. So I hope he just commits to it. Because remember last year, he's like, "Oh, I only may have a few years left. I only may play for another year or two." And we're like, "Okay, LeBron, we all know you want to play with Bronny and maybe Bryce." So we'll see. We'll see.
Okay. Move to
God, if
the.
Ottawa can't beat Chicago, I'm going to go insane. It's 3-3 in the third.
Let's move to the NFL.
Hawk Tua? I haven't seen her in a long time.
Quickly, I'll try and go through. Franchise tags got placed on T. Higgins as one, and Trey Smith in Kansas City as the other.
I'm not going to pretend to know who Trey Smith is.
He's like all pro or pro bowler offensive
What,
line,
offensive line? Okay, I mean,
interior offensive line.
I'm not going to pretend to know every good offensive lineman in the league, but T. Higgins, I mean, God, that's what, the second straight year they've done that? He can't be happy.
Yeah, we'll see. If they can't get a deal done, he's definitely getting traded.
Please just sign Chase. Please. Just do it for all of our collective sanity.
Rams re-signed, or they agreed to a restructured deal with Stafford, ending the trade rumors that were going around.
That's good.
And they signed one of their O-linemen, 3 year, $57 million. Good, yeah. Didn't really make much sense to trade Stafford.
No.
Your window is kind of now.
Yeah. And he's
Unless
still
you
good.
really love the quarterback class next year, and we're
Which nobody
waiting for that.
does.
Next year.
Oh, next year. Yeah.
Not this year, because this year nobody really likes.
Unless you're Deion Sanders.
Debo traded from the Niners to the Commanders for a fifth. This is a win-win for both sides, in my opinion.
Yeah, they had to move off of Debo. He was a sideshow at
Yeah,
that point.
and he's just injury prone, getting older.
Yeah, Diva. I
You
mean,
needed
like.
the money cleared up. I actually like it for the Niners a lot. And for the Commanders, low risk, you have the money available.
Yep.
Why
You
not do
get
it?
a legitimate number two now behind McLaurin,
Yeah.
which they needed. So we'll see.
Darius Slay got released by the Eagles. Save some money.
I
Alex
wonder.
Kappa, the worst offensive guard in the league
That's crazy.
from the
I mean,
Bengals, got
because he
released.
was pretty hyped. I remember when he signed with the Bengals, they were like, finally, because I was after their Super Bowl run. Finally, they have, because they signed him, Karras, and like Lael Collins. And they were like, finally, they have a legitimate offensive line. And then Karras is pretty good. Collins is long gone. And now Alex Kappa's been given the boot. So back to the
Yes.
drawing board for them.
This we're up to yesterday now. I'll go with the Seahawks here because they released Draymond Jones, George Fant, Rayshon Jenkins, and Roy Robertson Harris. Cleared up $28 million in cap space in the process. This is fine by me because they had, I believe, like -$3 million in cap space coming into the offseason, so they needed to clear up. And Draymond Jones, kind of expendable. He was all right last year, but kind of expendable. They have other pieces on the D line they can use. George Fant was hurt majority of last year. Rayshon Jenkins was given the option to explore trade. Probably didn't get much interest. Just release him, is what it is. And then Roy Robertson Harris, I believe, is a special teams like player. So is what it is.
Very quickly, Nathan Ovechkin just scored, so he's a little closer.
Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah! 10 away.
I think so, because he's at 32 now.
He didn't score early in this game.
No, he just it's 2-2 in that game. But I mean, I want to
Um,
see that when it happens. Like, just quickly, I'll do Ovechkin quick, then you can continue. I'll reiterate my rules. It can't be on an empty net, because I won't acknowledge it till he gets his next goal. It won't count for me. Like, if he, let's say he gets an empty net that never plays again, I won't acknowledge it. If he retires on the spot, it doesn't count.
He'll just be tied with Gretzky in your
Yeah,
eyes.
and Gretzky, I don't give a shit about Gretzky anymore. So that's part of the dealio is I'm okay with it being broken, but it can't be on an empty net.
Eagles release James Bradbury. Makes sense. More cap space. I'll try and skip to actually this. Jets release Devontae Adams. Makes sense to me. Too high of a
What a
cap hit.
joke.
He's just gonna
What a
follow
joke
Rodgers
those
again.
two were. Why? He doesn't need Rodgers to be good. I know he's not what he was, but I mean, he doesn't
He
need
just wants
him.
to play with him. He loves him.
Rodgers is like 43.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? This isn't 2010 or even
Saquon
2020.
got the biggest running back contract in history.
Good for
Two
him.
year, $41.2 million extension.
That's crazy though. That's the biggest running back contract in history with all they're giving to quarterbacks.
No. And the Bears acquired Jonah Jackson from the Rams for a sixth, and then they followed it up this morning by trading for Joe Tooney from the Chiefs for a fourth.
As long as they don't play him at tackle.
Nope, I believe those are their two interior guards now.
Okay, good. Smart. Because he can't play tackle. We all saw that.
What?
Joe Tooney can't play tackle. He can be a perfectly good guard. He can't play tackle.
Yeah, they were just asking too much out of him. But I really like this for the Bears. They needed one thing about the Lions. They love their O line. That's how they built their team. And Ben Johnson is now the head coach of the Bears. Makes sense to me. This one, no, we'll skip this till the end. Sam Hubbard retired today out of random. What the fuck, Joseph?
Sam Hubbard, isn't he young?
He played 7 seasons.
New Orleans, right?
Nope, you're Bengals.
Oh, I'm thinking of the other New Orleans guy that the Bengals got, Hendrickson. What the fuck? I mean, football, you see that with football players retiring young. That sucks.
Jags released Christian Kirk today. Makes
Damn.
sense. Just injury prone, band-aid.
I really liked Christian Kirk a few years ago. I thought he was going to be so good in
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
Eagles re-signed Zach Bond to a 3 year, $51 million deal. Really good deal. They need
He's
to
the
sign.
linebacker, right?
Yeah, he was
The one who picked off
deep
Mahomes.
deep in defense player of the year finalist this year.
When's Cooper DeJean gonna get signed?
He's still on his rookie
I know.
deal. Still
I know.
got plenty of time. And then Max Crosby signed a 3-year, $106.5 million extension with the Raiders. Now the highest paid non quarterback in the league.
Nice. He can now go to clients' meetings whenever he wants. He's a no-no. I remember he almost slipped up on the N-word a few years ago. It was kind of crazy. But he's like a total Southern redneck, all tatted up. Give me my truck, give me my beer, and let me play some football.
Yeah. People thought he might have got traded, and I'm just like, once I saw him at the Pete Carroll press conference, like to hire him, I'm just like,
Right.
he's not leaving. He's staying. I think good for him. He deserves it. So, and then here we go with the Seahawks. Tyler Lockett released. Had to be done. Sad to see. Love the guy, but had to be done.
It's a good story. What was
Great
it, like
story.
A fifth rounder or something?
Third rounder.
Oh, okay. So it's still a nice story, but it's
yeah. But he like I'm pretty sure his like first touch of the football was a punt return touchdown for them.
Yeah, he was electric.
Yeah,
but he's kind of old and he's not all that fast anymore.
No, and they just needed the money elsewhere. And then the sad thing, well, not the sad thing. That was the sad thing. The disappointing thing is about half an hour, I think, after Lockett was released and they announced it, DK Metcalf had requested a trade from Seattle. And he now wants to go to a contender, apparently. I do think it's probably likely he gets traded, but I'm not ruling it out him coming back. I
Yeah.
think this is a bit of a negotiation tactic because he only has 1 year on his deal left. He like that's been a thing. They want to sign him, or like he wants a new deal. I could see Seattle just being like, we don't need to sign you with JSN now, kind of thing.
Right.
We could use the money elsewhere. Do I think they still want DK back? Absolutely. It's. I wouldn't rule it out. This is just a negotiation tactic, though, because apparently it didn't sound like they were that close on extension talks.
Yes. It's an odd one because they won 10 games last year, but Geno Smith ain't a Super Bowl winning quarterback. I hate to break that to you.
No
so
shit.
maybe he wants – it could be a negotiation tactic. Maybe he's like, you know what, guys? If we don't upgrade, we're probably not – we're not a contending team for the Super Bowl right now. I'm in the prime of my career. I'm a physical freak. Send me somewhere where I can win a Super Bowl. That could be what it is.
Yeah.
Or it could be a negotiation tactic.
Uh-huh.
I think
it will probably be a trade.
Yeah. The sooner they move off of Geno, the better, I think.
Geno will be their quarterback next year. That's what I'll
yeah.
say.
If teams weren't so afraid of trading in division, I would want Stafford. But that obviously they extended him or they restructured his contract. But if
I
he was, if that, if teams weren't afraid of trading within division, I could have seen a fit there. But
I don't want Stafford. I'd rather get the like some young guy for the future.
Ooh,
I that's
Trevor
that's,
Lawrence chain of change.
No,
of
no,
team
no, no, no. Like not even trade. I'd be okay with drafting. Like I just want somebody young who you can build around for the future.
Okay.
I just don't think it's worthwhile to go trade for a 37-year-old Matthew Stafford for 2 years. When your roster maybe isn't even all there yet, like there's still holes. Like obviously they still need an O-line. They could use a couple pieces on defense still, even though I like where their defense is going.
Yeah.
So I if I'm gonna pick out like, so the rumor is like the Packers. The reported offer, this was floating around last week, was the Packers were offering pick 23 in the draft. And either Dontavian Wicks or Romeo Doubs for Metcalf. And then I think there might have been like
I like Doubs.
A day three pick thrown in.
That'd be interesting. I like Doubs.
I do like that package because I feel like if you go get another first round pick, you could afford to spend it on a quarterback then and
yeah.
develop one.
Yeah, I agree.
There's only three quarterbacks I want in this draft. That's the problem, though. So I don't know if they'll all be there by then.
Even though I'm a certified Seahawk hater, the buzz in Vancouver is insane when they're good. So when they're really good,
yep.
Not just 10-8 good or 10-7, whatever it is. So I'd like to see them be good again. Quick.
I think the Chargers are going to be in the mix. They wanted him last offseason. Seahawks said no. Already got reported they're probably going to be back in on him, as they should be, because they kind of needed somebody to play on the outside next to McConkey.
McConkey. Ladd McConkey, top five name all time.
Yep. I think the Chiefs will be interested. I don't know how they'll get it done necessarily. I could see the Bills. I could see the Patriots, but I don't know if he'd want to go there. I think the thing that's going to decide this thing though is who's going to give him the most money on a new contract. That's where he'll go.
Oh yeah, that's a big thing nowadays. Players want as much money as they can possibly get.
Pittsburgh could be an option too, not gonna lie. But I don't know if he'd want to go
Yeah,
there in a
Pittsburgh's
quarterback
gonna lose a
situation.
quarterback.
Yeah.
So I don't know, is Russell Wilson an upgrade on Geno Smith at this point?
Well, Russ is a free agent, and it
Well,
doesn't sound like he's coming back to Pittsburgh.
no. So they're gonna rock with Fields.
No, Fields is also a free agent.
So why the hell would he go to Pittsburgh? That's my question.
They might go after Sam Darnold, is what I'm hearing.
I think Darnold was in a perfect storm last year.
I agree.
I think
I
that's
think
a
you.
Mike
I
Glennon
think you can
contract
give
waiting to happen.
Darnold a contract with not a lot of guaranteed money, so that you could get off his contract very easily the next year.
Maybe. But I can see a Mike Glennon situation happening or a Case Keenum.
Yeah, but if you're the Seahawks, if you can get like a day one or an early day two pick for Metcalf, along with maybe a replacement level receiver, I actually kind of like that. You'd clear up money in the process too. And honestly, who knows? They haven't extended Geno yet. Maybe they're just building for the future. They're reshaping their offense. May
Maybe.
I like where their defense is going, and I like the direction it's headed.
And you like
But maybe they're
McDonald's.
like shifting the offensive focus a little bit. Maybe they want to build a oh, Joey Bosa just got released.
Yeah, the worst Bosa.
Maybe they're just like, what if we move off Metcalf, we moved off Lockett, we're gonna build around JSN as our receiver. Kenneth Walker and Sharp can be our two horse running back system, because apparently they want to run the ball heading into next year a lot more.
Run the ball.
Yeah,
Run the ball.
don't do that. Don't do that.
Run the ball. Run the ball.
Maybe they're gonna go invest in the offensive line, spend some money on free agents, use draft capital. Maybe they'll look at getting a tight end, I could see, but maybe they kind of just run with like JSN and they go sign some vet to play on the other side and call it a day there.
Maybe. I mean,
Maybe
we'll
they
see.
use like maybe they use like a third or a fourth on drafting a receiver. I could see them drafting somebody in like the second or third too, actually. But
So we'll find out.
I don't want them to draft a receiver early this year. I want it to be offensive line.
They
That's my
have
number
to. I
one. And
mean,
if it's if I'm picking a number two, it'd probably be on another defensive player.
yep, it's just hard to say, really, with wide receivers, because you never really know when one's going to break out. Right, so maybe they're banking on a breakout season or an under the radar signing. You just never truly know.
But yeah, sad day to be a Seahawks fan. Early March is a tough time to be a Seahawks fan, because it was almost this day 3 years ago when we traded Russ and then released Bobby Wagner.
I mean, God, Wilson wasn't even all that anymore. I know he's special to you Seahawks fans, but I mean, I didn't think he was any. I think, I've said this before, but if Tony Romo would have thrown that pick, he would have been strung up in the streets and beat. But, story for another time. Anything else NFL you want to talk about? Because I want to do one quick Whitecaps thing.
No, I got nothing left.
Okay. Whitecaps segment. They're good. Support this team because you don't know how much longer they're going to be around. Because they don't have a stadium that they own. They don't have a practice facility that they own. And their ownership wants to sell. So, Vancouver soccer fans, support this team because this is the best they're going to be in a long time. Ryan Gold, Brian White, Ali Ahmed, Jaden Nelson, they're all in the prime of their careers. A lot of them are going to be sold off if the team They can't find an ownership group. So enjoy them while they're here. This is the best the Whitecaps have been ever the past few years since they came to the MLS. They got a lot of good pieces with a lot of, Andrés Cubas is one of the better MLS midfielders there are. There are a lot of Canadian national team players, if that's what you're into. Adekubi, Ahmed, Nelson, and the gang. Isaac Bamer is a good backup goaltender. I would watch out for him if you're following the national team. They just hired a new coach, Jesper Sorensen, who plays a more possession-based style, which the Whitecaps have never done in their entire MLS history. They've always been a counterattack kind of thing. That's what Vanni Sartini preached. They kicked Portland's ass a few weeks ago, and they just won their second MLS game of the year against LA Galaxy, who are the defending champs. So go out and watch the Whitecaps, people, because you don't know what you got till it's gone.
And would you rather watch the Whitecaps, who might be good, or would you rather watch the Canucks, who you know is probably going to score 2 goals a game for the rest of the year?
Yeah,
They're
and you know
playing
what?
games.
Whitecaps tickets, they're pretty cheap. It's if you're in the downtown core, it's right there. It's right beside Rogers Arena, BC Place. It's a fun atmosphere. Get to watch some soccer, the world's game. World Cup's going to be here next year. It's only a year away. Year and a bit. I plan on going to one of those games, not necessarily Canada, but I want to go to a World Cup game once in my life, and this is probably my only chance. So I'll be doing that. We should be supporting soccer in this city because it's growing. There's no sport in this country that is growing faster than soccer. No youth play any sport more than they play soccer. It's the number one amongst kids in this country,
It's cheapest.
partially because of how cheap it is,
Yeah.
but also it's the world's most popular game. So, and that includes like the CPL team, Vancouver FC. They play in Langley, so it's a little further for most people. But I went to a few games last year, and it's fun. It's fun. It's
It's
entertaining football. I mean, there's people think of it as a minor league. No, like that's not true. There's people that have played in the Mexican League that are there. There's people who have played on the national team that are there.
their
They've beaten Mexican teams in the CONCACAF Champions League. Calgary FC, who plays in Calgary, that's a Calgary-based team. They just beat a Mexican team, Pumas, UNAM, in the CONCACAF Champions Cup a couple weeks ago. It was actually in Langford
Did they beat
where they
them
played.
in the on aggregate tour? Yeah.
I think so. I know they won at least
I
one
know they won
game.
the first
Actually,
leg.
no. I don't think they beat them on aggregate, but they won. They beat a Mexican team. That's huge. MLS teams rarely ever beat Mexican teams. And Cavalry, they just won the CPL Cup last year over Forge, which is Hamilton, which who had won three straight. Like, this is real legitimate football, and people should give it a chance. Soccer's grown in this country, whether people like it or not. I really hope the Whitecaps can find a legitimate local owner. I saw Tom Gagliardi, who owns the Dallas Stars, on Donnie and Dolly today. He's from Vancouver. He could afford it because I don't think Ryan Reynolds is going to buy it. And Aquilini definitely won't. So support the Whitecaps while you can. They have a really good team. And Toronto
who's
FC sucks, and CF Montreal is pretty mid as well. So we're the best team in Canada by far.
who's
Three straight Canadian championships.
who's their goalie again? What's his name?
Yohei Takaoka. He's
Yeah,
okay.
that guy's
He's
sick.
incredibly average.
He's sick.
Yeah.
Anyways, that wrap up for this week.
I think so.
Next week
Trade
we'll
deadline.
break down the rest of the trade deadline. We will continue on with the MLB predictions. We are on to the East now. So we'll probably just shift back to the NL again. We stayed on NL this week, but we went to the Jays division last.
Okay.
We'll do that. We will go with the
Oh, quickly, Nathan, we have a few signings for the Utah Hockey Club, and
Oh,
one of
what?
them is one you'll cry about. They have extended Ian
Ian
Cole
Cole, yeah.
1 year, $3 million, and Alex Kerfoot 1 year, $3 million. Couple of good signings. Of course, I have to hear about Ian Cole every day in Vancouver now. Apparently, he's the best defenseman they've ever had.
Ian Cole or
Ian Cole. I mean, like God, like you think he's prime Bobby Orr the way some people talk about him here.
And then yeah, so we'll talk about the MLB NL East, which should be a fun division. Then we'll go over to the NBA, whatever pops up, kind of thing, same ordeal. And then MLB or NFL free agency, I believe, is sometime next week or the week after. It's going to be click, and there'll be more stuff we can react to, like we did today. So we will do that. We got this far. Appreciate listening. We will catch you in the next episode. Peace out.
Farewell.